Exclusive Breitbart's Alex Marlow, deeply engaged conservative movement crucial for beating left's lawfare, winning the culture war. By Catherine Hamilton on August 5, 2025. The conservative movement must be robust, charismatic, and deeply engaged to win the culture war and wage a long campaign against the radical left's use of lawfare. Breitbart News Editor-in-Chief Alex Marlow said at the Young America's Foundation, YAF, National Conservative Student Conference on Tuesday. In his speech, Marlow detailed Democrats' dubious legal dealings, pulling from his newly released book Breaking the Law, exposing the weaponization of America's legal system against Donald Trump, as well as conservative culture war wins against the crumbling DEI machine, nodding to the Sydney Sweeney/American Eagle ad saga. Andrew would have absolutely loved that news cycle, Marlow reflected, speaking of Breitbart's late founder, Andrew Breitbart, who famously coined the phrase politics is downstream from culture. Can you believe the Democrats are paying consultants $20 million to try to figure out why young men don't want to vote Democrat anymore? And then the first thing they do is they're like, hey, look, that's a hot chick in jeans. Let's call her a Nazi. What? How could we have ever been this lucky? He said at the event held in Washington, D.C. Andrew would have seen this and thought that we finally won. His vision for conservative movement had happened. He would have loved to see the day where the left are actually the prude scolds. And we are the ones having fun with the hottest chicks, he added. That would have been his vision for us. And I think it's truly important that we're seeing people throughout the movement. Not just younger people, the grassroots, but everyone rise up and to say, you know what? We're going to have joy. We're going to have fun. But we're also going to fight. We're not going to back down. We're not going to apologize. We're not going to try to curry favor with the establishment. Because they're losers and they've gotten everything wrong. Marlow said that while Andrew Breitbart's vision for the culture is becoming a reality, the left is not lazy. They're smart, and we can't underestimate their ability to find new battlefronts. They're doing that right now, and they're developing new tactics to try to defeat us, he said. Their most effective tactic over the last several years was not just media manipulation, we neutralized that. It's not Hollywood, we neutralized that. It's the lawfare. Marlow detailed a brief history of modern lawfare and laid out some of the findings in his book, Breaking the Law, which investigates all six of the major cases against President Trump that played out between his two administrations. Of the six cases, four were criminal and designed to jail Trump, and two were civil and devised to bankrupt him. All were deliberately intended to consume time, focus, and resources, Marlow wrote. Related, exclusive, Breaking the Law, expose reveals Biden White House orchestrated lawfare against Trump to rig 2024 election. Every one of these major cases was directly connected to Joe Biden's White House. This is blatantly illegal. It is blatant election interference, and I regard this as the biggest scandal of the 21st century, he said during his speech. And if we do not start holding people to account for what I believe will be found to be crimes, then they will just do it again in 2028. And they'll just do it again in 2032 and beyond. People need to be held accountable. There is a part of our system that needs to be curtailed. The nationwide injunctions that we talk about. Judge shopping, there's lots of details in the lawfare that are going to be a big process to fix. We're not going to just be able to magically remove the threat of lawfare all at once. It's not going to be one of those battles, he continued. The superstructure's in place, they're working right now to figure out ways to make it so that they have an easier path in future elections in order to win. Marlow contended that the biggest problem with the American judicial system is too many liberals on the bench. He proposed defeating them with a strong conservative movement and through the nomination of judges who respect and uphold the U.S. Constitution as it was intended by the Founding Fathers. And how do you nominate great judges? You have a robust, charismatic, deeply engaged conservative movement. The only way to do that is to build the strongest possible movement filled with the most energetic, most fun, most talented people imaginable, he said. The people who are informed, the people who are engaged, and people who are psyched about this country. We have to be the ones who get the word out. We have to be the ones that share with people that we have two paths forward. We have the path forward of lawfare, where there are two tiers of justice in this country, where the left is able to try to buy elections, to sow chaos in our streets, to subvert our democracy, or 2. Stay as engaged as humanly possible and recruit to make sure there's a smart, talented crop of people in our future, he said. That's the way to restore the American dream. Breaking the law, exposing the weaponization of America's legal system against Donald Trump, which has been hailed by President Trump as a must-read book, is available now in hardcover, e-reader format, and is an audiobook read by the author himself. Catherine Hamilton is a political reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on X @thecot_Hamilton.